Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Australia. To Gregory Copley commenting on Australia. He's from Perth, Western Australia. Commenting on the whole of the continent, however, because the continent's representative, Prime Minister Albanese, was in the Oval Office these last days, shaking hands and smiling with President Trump. The headlines say to us that Australia came out well because there's a deal in place about rare earths in Australia. I remind everybody, rare earths are not rare. They're everywhere. But for reasons that cannot be explained easily and aren't necessary, the Western nations have allowed all rare earth manufacturing to drift to China, which is now talking about what are called controls, export controls. Therefore, there's general concern, oh my, we have to do something. President Trump just did it with Albanese, but there's more to say because Anthony Albanese has an unusual background in being perceived as favorable to dealing with the People's Republic of China. Perceived, not a fact. Gregory, a very good evening to you. The rare earth deal was the headline. What was behind the rare earth deal? What other conversations can we guess at between the two leaders? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, the interesting thing is the timing of this Australian official visit to the United States. It was put off and delayed by President Trump's resistance of Australian diplomacy to bring this about. Eventually, they fixed on this date, when they fixed on it relatively recently, after it was known that the Communist Party of China was holding its fourth plenary session of the 20th Party Congress at this particular time. Why was that important? Because China has just imposed these export controls on rare earths, as you said, and this deal that Trump knew he was going to do with Australia was going to be about bringing Australia back into the fold with the US by means of a critical minerals and rare earths exploitation agreement. Australia has these vast reserves of the so-called rare earths and critical minerals, and it has also probably the most advanced mining technology in the world. This is critical because with the rare earths, which have been coming out of the People's Republic of China, out of Inner Mongolia specifically, have been extremely toxic. The town in Inner Mongolia has cancer rates 3, 4, 5 times the national average for China. And that's because they're working on some of these toxic materials. So it's very dangerous to mine them. And Australia has technology which is all about robotic and remotely controlled mining. So this is going to be a great advantage for Australia to be able to extract some of these critical minerals, which are needed for not in the aerospace industry, but for the automobile industry, for the new batteries and the like, but also for the defense industry with specific magnet technologies and the like. So Australia can provide that and presumably undertake some of the processing, which once again will save, if you like, the U.S. Electorates from having these toxic processing and mining techniques in their own backyard. It'll be enormously profitable for Australia if they can apply their unique skills to doing that. So Prime Minister Albanese unwittingly sort of went along with this scheduled meeting with President Trump, who he's been decrying for many years. And by the way, Prime Minister Albanese, no kidding, he is really of the ultra-left camp of the Australian Labor Party, the Trotskyist branch. And he spent his birthday recently, for a week, in fact, in Beijing and around China as a guest of the Communist Party of China. So he's, you know, because of his political expediency, has jumped ship. He's so pleased and proud now to be welcomed by President Trump. And when President Trump said, you know, you're a great prime minister, which he tends to do, that sort of statement to his visitors, Albanese quipped back, I'll use that in my ads for the next election campaign, which is what he will certainly do to show that he's favored by President Trump. So it was very interesting that this deal came out at this time. It's beneficial for Australia, no question. It's very disruptive for the PRC, because the Communist Chinese, both President Xi's camp and the elders in the Communist Party who are against Xi, both thought that this control over rare earths was going to be the forever gotcha card in dealings with the United States. It was their negotiating leverage. And a lot of that leverage was undermined today, or yesterday, by the Albanese-Trump deal. So that's very critical. But Prime Minister Albanese, and President Trump also reaffirmed that AUKUS was going ahead full scale, and that and President Trump said that the supply of U.S. Virginia-class SSNs, nuclear attack submarines, to Australia was going to go ahead on schedule. Now, I don't think that'll happen, because Australia really can't afford those vessels at the prices being charged. And by the time they get them, 2035 to 2050, the threat from communist China will have either peaked or have gone away. And right now, with the fourth plenum going on in Beijing, we're now about to see the People's Republic of China begin its final downward spiral and possibly end the communist state in the foreseeable future.
There was a moment during the meeting at the White House where the president spoke to Mark Rudd, who is the Australian ambassador to the United States. It's a complicated history, starting and ending with Russiagate. Was that entertaining to you, Gregory, when he said, I don't like you either? Did Australia chuckle at that when they saw it on the evening news?
Oh, no question. There was a great chuckling in the late night shows last night in Australia and the early morning shows today. They were really taking it out on poor old Kevin Rudd, who was a former Prime Minister of Australia in his own right. And he's from a different branch of the Labor Party. And he was sent over as ambassador to the United States by Albanese, who wanted him literally out of the way, out of the Labor Party in Australia and out of the way in Washington. So Prime Minister Albanese last night, or yesterday, really got a chuckle out of a question from an Australian Sky television journalist who asked President Trump what he thought about Kevin Rudd's attacks on him, and the president played it very cool, and he said, "Oh, did he say something bad about me?" Which we know he is well aware of, and the Prime Albanese said, "Well, yes, he's here in the room at the cabinet table right now." And so Trump looked over him and said, "Well, I don't like you anyway, and I probably never will unless you apologize." And Kevin Rudd subsequently, in the next few minutes actually, said, "I'm sorry. It was done before I was in this position of ambassador to the United States." And Trump said, "All is forgiven," and so on. So it really got everybody past that event. But it was so agonizing for Kevin Rudd at that stage. Not that he's so sensitive that he couldn't take it, but he's very insensitive, actually. But he basically has got through this. But the cry now from all sectors of the political spectrum in Australia is that Kevin Rudd must now offer his resignation, or the Prime Minister in a short period of time will dismiss him. And I've known Kevin for some decades, actually, and he is really ambitious, really insensitive to criticism. So he's going to hold on until the longest possible minute. Caused a lot of excitement.
What does he represent in Australian society? Is there a faction that he speaks for?
Well, Kevin Rudd was of the so-called right of centre part of the Labour Party, which is still left of centre by social terms. Prime Minister Albanese is of the extreme left of the Labour Party, as I said, Trotskyist origins. And these wings of the Labour Party hate each other almost more than they hate the Conservatives. The constant infighting there is profound. Albanese wanted Kevin out of the way in Washington to get him outside of the whole Labour Party political infighting, and that's what he got. But how long this can continue is debatable, because President Trump has made sure that Kevin Rudd has had no access to any senior-level political appointees within the Trump administration for the last year.
This is Russiagate minutia. We don't have time for it. We need to move on to the fourth plenum in Beijing underway. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author most recently of the new book, Noble State, about the worth, very high worth, of constitutional monarchy. We will speak to that in the King Charles Report. But now to Beijing. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.